Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Near side shots are open. Good save here at the near post. Now it's out front. That one's in the net. Jiří Kulík with a great shot gives Buffalo a 2-0 lead with 3:11 to go here in the opening period. That was a rocket.
And that was the game winner. Jiří Kulík's first of two. That made it 2-0 Buffalo. That was the game winner. And tonight it's our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here into the postgame. 7-1, Sabres win. They end the 13-game winless streak in convincing fashion. Their best game in, well, quite a while here, for sure. As Buffalo gets 2 in the first, 3 in the second, 2 in the third, 6 different goal scorers. Kulík's the only one that gets 2, and the Sabres get 4 assists from their captain, Rasmus Dahlin. And now have a victory. We'll update you on the standings coming up, get you all the scores, highlights, and stats. Before we get to Paul Hamilton here, let's get a couple of final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors. Helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third were 12-5 New York, but Buffalo really just protecting the lead there. It ends up 28-25 Islanders in the game. Power plays, the edge go to the Sabres. Buffalo 1 of 3. The Islanders 0 of 1. That's your DynaBrain.com power play update, powered by DynaBrain Tools, probably made here in Buffalo. Lukanen gets the win with 27 saves. Sorokin, the loss. He let in 6 on 24 Buffalo shots. Your three stars are all Sabres. Quinn, he had a goal and an assist. He's star number 3. Jiří Kulík, 3 points, 2 goals and an assist. He's star number 2. And Rasmus Dahlin with 4 assists. Star number 1 in front of 17,255 at UBS Arena. Sabres will have the Christmas break, as will the rest of the NHL, and then Friday night against Chicago at 7 with the Steve Foley Law pregame at 6. All right, 7-1. Let's talk to Paul Hamilton. Paul, they did it. They finally won one here. Winless in 13. No more. Does not get to 14, and they do it in convincing fashion. They did not have to sweat this one out.
And they do it with hard work. You know, and that's the thing. Everything they did, they worked hard. Well, not everything, not on the Islander goal. But other than that, I just saw a lot of hard work out there. Same thing in Boston, but they just couldn't produce any offense in Boston. They got their defense together, which continued in this game where, you know, they defended together, meaning if there was a mistake, there were others there to help. And got good goaltending. And today they were able to turn defense into offense. They had to get the defense straightened around first, and that's why in Boston it was basically just a defensive effort. It wasn't much more than that. And then they put it all together in this game, and their captain comes back and gets 4 assists, which is a new team record for defensemen. And they get to go into the break with 2 pretty good games. They didn't win one of them. They won the other one going away. And, they can feel good about themselves.
Absolutely. And the offense came around for sure, Paul, in that game with Darlene leading the way. Let's just follow this up. Darlene's four assists, this is from Sabres PR, the most by any NHL defenseman this season. It matches a franchise record for most assists by a defenseman in a single game. The last time a Sabre defenseman did that, Tony Ludeman, back in 2008 against Nashville. The other three to do it, Brian Campbell, Phil Housley, and Bill Hite, also have had four. That, according to Sabres PR from a little bit while ago. But Darlene Paul sitting out Saturday, part of his recovery coming back from back spasms. He says he's not going to miss any more. If he plays like this, that's obviously great news for the team.
Absolutely is. And just great news for the team that, the way they played. But that's been the problem with the Buffalo Sabres ever since this group has gotten together. They play well and play well for a little bit and then get your hopes up, and then it all turns into what we just came out of. So, obviously, one win doesn't get everything done here. It just gets you on track to try to do better. And they've had two games now where they've done better. How long they can play and be consistent with that, I don't know. But you got to give them credit for the last two games. They've played very well.
Paul, the goals, for the most part, that they scored are goals that you always describe they have to do to beat Sorokin. But they also just had some really point-blank, just really nice shots from their talented players, Kulik and Quinn included on that. So I feel like it was a combination of checking a lot of boxes. You scored by going to the net. You scored by screening Sorokin. You scored by deflecting in front. But you also had just some pure, hockey goals, too, by players with some really, really professional-looking shots.
Yeah, Quinn, hard work, but hard work got him in an area where he could use that bazooka he's got for a shot. Whereas he, in past games, he wasn't even in any position to shoot, to use that shot. And you saw what happens when he gets that opportunity. That puck was in and out of the net faster than I think Sorokin even knew it went by him. And, that when I say I believe he can be a 30-goal scorer in this league before the season started, that's why. He has an elite shot. And in past years when he's played, he's gotten scoring opportunities. They just haven't come this year, and he's been spinning his wheels. But after another benching, he comes back and plays a really nice game.
Paul Hamilton here with me, Brian Colziel, on the postgame. Sabres end the 13-game winless streak with a 7-1 victory over the New York Islanders. Paul, let's get a thought from you on Yuri Kulik. Is he solidifying himself to stick around here and not have to worry about going back to Rochester anytime soon?
This was a nice game, don't get me wrong, but I'm still not sure that the 20-year-old is ready for the NHL yet. And we'll see. They give him credit. He worked very hard in this game. That's why he scored that last goal. That's why they scored the Benson goal, because he made them turn the puck over. That's two goals because he made them turn the puck over. So it's a start for him. Maybe it is a start where, he can, do better. But, I'm not going to say. I don't know. I just don't have a crystal ball for him. This was a very good game for him, but overall, I think he's been in over his head.
And let's also, Paul, I think you said it just to start here. This doesn't solve the team's problems here. They've played two really nice games in a row, and as you mentioned, they won one of them. Tonight happened to be in convincing fashion. This, unfortunately, while it's okay for fans to enjoy tonight, and it's okay for the Sabres to enjoy tonight, they should. They played well. They deserve to, but this doesn't erase what just happened for the last 13 games. We have to remind everybody and put it in perspective that they still have an incredibly, mathematically almost impossible hole that they're going to have to dig out of here. And they're going to almost have to be just as good in about 13 straight as they were bad in about 13 straight here if they're going to have any chance to recover.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to recover, they've got to go on an 8-10 game winning streak. It's just no question at all. that has to happen. So, you know, I've seen no indication in the last couple of years that they're capable of that. They haven't even won four in a row since January of 2023, but that's the hole they've dug for themselves, and that's what they're going to need to do if they want to do that.
Paul, before we let you go here, the league itself shuts down, right? Nothing can happen these next 3 days. We know also rosters can't be tinkered with. I know some reaction today from Saber fans when Chris Kreider sitting. The Rangers were a disaster today. They got shut out in New Jersey. But nothing can happen officially with rosters or even skating or anything like that until the 27th, correct?
I believe it's the 28th, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, well, they play on the 27th, so...
Yeah, I believe I have to
look
it up. Oh,
the roster freezes until the 28th. I think you're right on that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But teams aren't allowed to skate or practice or do anything.
Oh, they can't skate or practice, and can't travel. They can't travel the day before the game. All road teams for the games on the 27th must leave the morning of the game. I remember Buffalo had one in Minnesota that we went to, one in Washington that we went to. What happens is the players usually get there, they have a morning skate, then they get them day rooms, you know, where they can take naps or whatever they need to do, and then play the game.
Okay. Paul, thanks so much for your work tonight. Appreciate it, and I hope you have a great Christmas, and I will see you Friday at KeyBank Center with the Blackhawks in town.
You too. I hope everybody out there listening has a great holiday, and we'll all reconvene on Friday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
All right, Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. 7-1, Buffalo victorious. Yeah, Dahlin's sitting out, you know, managing the injury, paid off tonight. Geez, four assists. He's the first star in this hockey game tonight. He ends up playing 23-13. He was a +5 tonight. Two block shots, a shot, a hit, four assists. Solid night for Dahlin, but Jordan Greenway right now is the only real Sabre injury of note to report on. Injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health St. Joseph Campus. Go with Joes. All right, for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. And for all of you leaving us, everybody have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again on Friday with the Sabres and the Blackhawks at 7. For all of you on WGR, when we come back, we'll check out some more highlights from the game. We'll update you on the standings. We'll see how far the Sabres still have to go. Big hill to climb, but at least one of the many to come that they are going to need tonight. They get it done. 7-1 the final over the Islanders.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. La 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 la. La 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 Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. La 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 la. La 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 Blinds.com. Free design consultation.
Free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sabres win it. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Working to the net, big save, rebound chance, and Lukanen into the far post makes a couple of grand saves to keep this game at 3-0 Buffalo.
I told them I was just about to see you. It's a Festivus miracle.
Oh yeah, Cosmo Kramer checking in, his thoughts on the Sabres win tonight. Yes, the feats of strength for the Sabres. They took it out on the Islanders tonight. A Festivus win for the Sabres. 7-1 the final. And that one right there, the save from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 7-1. Sabres win it. It's their first win in 14 games. I'll update you on the standings here coming up in just one moment. Is the Festivus celebration in terms of all-time Seinfeld episodes, TJ, is that a top tenner? Is that a top fiver for you? Where does it rank for you? Is that
I think you have to go top fiver. The finale is obviously up there. That one's good. The soup episode, of course, how can you forget that? Mm-hmm. I really would have to go through it, but I think it makes it into my top five easily.
I think it's great. There's a lot of good side characters in there too, obviously. You've got, Kruger's in there. Got some, obviously, Costanza's parents are in there. Mr. and Mrs. Costanza have to be in an episode where it's, you know.
Of course. And how can you forget, George Costanza's father and the story of it all? You know,
I would say the majority of my, like, oh, this is one of my favorite episodes. You know, you're watching whatever, a rerun or whatever, you know, when you say, oh, this is one of my favorites. It usually is involving one of the parents, whether it's the Costanza parents or the Seinfeld parents. I think, like, the episodes down in Del Boca Vista in Florida, I think are all hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
The ones where...
The episodes where George is living at home again are wonderful.
I think when you involve the parents, those episodes are just phenomenal. I love the one where they're down in Florida and Jerry and Elaine are there and Mrs. Seinfeld can't get the air conditioning to work and it's like 100 degrees and Elaine just, Mrs. Seinfeld, please turn on the air conditioning.
Right.
And Jerry goes scuba diving and he gets all the suction and his eyes get black eyed and then Elaine's back hurts from the bar. She takes the drugs, so they go to that banquet at night and she's yelling out Stella. I mean, it's just, there's so many good layers to that. Or when they're down there and Jerry buys his dad the Cadillac and everybody down there, you know, in the condo association thinks that Morty is stealing money from the condo association because how could he afford a Cadillac, right? You know,
that's right, of course. And yeah, how that's can you a good forget one. The episodes where George's parents are thinking about moving down there and
yes.
Jerry's parents don't want anything to do with that. That's a good one.
That's correct.
Also the one, when they're down there, when, I know the premise is Jerry gets a pen, accepts the pen and
the pen.
Jerry's dad is like, you gotta give it back. It's they're doing a thing to you.
That's right. Is that with Jack Klompas? I think, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yes. The astronaut pen, they write upside down.
I can
take
go
the pen.
And
you took the
and
pen.
Tell you great things about.
Love that. I'll say if you force me to pick one, because I have been asked this before, his favorite Seinfeld episode ever, I think, as I'm going quite long here. I think my answer, without having them all in front of me, is the second spitter, Keith Hernandez, Newman, Kramer involved, going to the game with Keith Hernandez to the Mets game. Their day is ruined. That whole scene is maybe one of my favorite Seinfeld scenes ever, where Jerry grabs the golf club and starts physically like acting out how the spit actually defy the law of physics. And he's going and he's drawing it or whatever. Meanwhile, the other storyline is in that episode is George is trying to get a job, and that's Vandalay Industries. And the whole episode, I believe, ends where he's running out of the bathroom. Say Vandalay. You know,
that's right. Kramer, that's right.
Kramer's like, you're way off.
Supposed to answer the calls.
Yes, he's supposed to answer the call. Say Vandalay Industries.
And if somebody calls, you need to say you're Vandalay Industries.
Right. And then Jerry opens up the door.
What a great episode.
Jerry opens up the door and sees George lying there in his boxers. And he's like, and you want to be my leg tick? So I think that's the same episode as the Keith Hernandez second. I think. I hope I'm not getting those two mixed up.
I mean, if you are, that's okay. You're talking about two great episodes in that case, but I think I think you're right.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure. All right, where were we here? Oh yeah, we got to talk about the Sabres win here, 7-1. Let's see.
Right. Festivus miracle, right?
That's right. It was a Festivus miracle. Let's see how they did in the standings. Before we do that, though, let's check the scoreboard elsewhere. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, around the league we go here. Devils shut out the Rangers 5-0. It's messy right now with the Rangers. They sat Chris Kreider today. I don't know. Is that a player you'd like Kevin Adams to make a call about? He does have a no-trade movement clause in his contract. Would the Sabres be on that list? Go and make it happen, Kevin Adams, right? We know Kreider can score. Probably get a couple of Rangers off of Chris Drury right now. He's been wanting to shake things up. I'm sure the Rangers in a tailspin. Leafs fall at home to Winnipeg 5-2. Boston and Washington were tied 1-1 in the third, and the Bruins just pulled away. They win it by a score of 4-1. Lidholm, Coyle, and Marchand all scored in the final 6.5 minutes. Detroit reeling. They get shut out at home to St. Louis 4-0. Identical score down in South Florida. Lightning beat the Panthers 4-0. Pittsburgh puts a touchdown up on Philadelphia like the Sabres did tonight. 7-3, they beat the Flyers. Columbus 5-4 winners at home over Montreal. One goal win for the Wild at home. Minnesota 4-3 win over Chicago. 1:10 to go in the game in Nashville. Predators on their way to a win. They're up 5-2 on Carolina. Other games going on tonight out west as we go to San Jose where the Sharks right now. Go to Vancouver where the Sharks and the Canucks are tied one apiece. That one halfway through the second period. Late second in Utah. Dallas has a 3-1 lead on the hockey club. And 5 to go with the first period. Vegas and Anaheim are scoreless. Monday Night Football. Lambeau. Not too frigid tonight. 33 degrees right now. They are in the third quarter there, and it's all Green Bay. 21-0. That should be even updated even more here. Last check, it was a 21-0 score. It's 24-0 now, and they're into the fourth quarter. Jordan Love, 1 TD. Josh Jacobs, 1 TD. So, yeah. Kind of a snooze fest at Lambeau. 8:20 to go in the game. 24-0. Green Bay on top. Okay, back to the NHL standings now. Sabres win. They're still in dead last in the East, so don't get too excited here, despite the huge win tonight. 28 points for the Sabres. But 2 back of Detroit, 3 back of Montreal, and 5 back of the Islanders and the Rangers. So, you know, there's the next set of targets. Chicago is next on Friday. The Blackhawks have the worst record in the NHL with 26 points. So on paper, an opportunity for the Sabres to get it done there. Going forward, Buffalo finishes with 2 road games in December. At St. Louis on Sunday the 29th and at Dallas on New Year's Eve on Tuesday the 31st. And of course, we'll have all those games for you here on the Sabres Radio Network. A couple of programming notes. Friday's game on TV is ESPN2. So Dan and Rob will be here for the Sabre call on WGR and the Sabres Radio Network. Then Sunday, it's a 3 o'clock game with the Blues. We'll be on the Bet 1520 in Buffalo because of Bills Jets coverage on our flagship WGR. And then, of course, New Year's Eve, back on WGR, 8 o'clock, Steve Foley Law pregame at 7 for the Dallas Stars. And that's how the Sabres will close out 2024. They'll open up 2025 with a road trip, continuing the road trip, Colorado on Thursday and Vegas on Saturday, the January 2nd and 4th, respectively, before they come home on the 6th to take on the Capitals. All right. So that's how the schedule looks going forward. Sabres getting it done tonight by a final score of 7-1. And that'll put a wrap on things here. Want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer. Thank you, TJ. Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton is our reporter. Tom Matty is our engineer. Mike Shope was on the pregame. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Marty Baron, I'm Brian Colziel. The final again from UBS Arena. It was the Sabres 7 and the Islanders 1. Buffalo gets their first win in 14 games. I hope everyone has a great Christmas, great holiday time. Enjoy the next few days off. And I'll talk to you Friday from KeyBank Center, Sabres and Blackhawks, right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.